From the KTO newsroom, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña with a local and statewide news update. The Juneau Assembly passed an emergency ordinance last night mandating face coverings in most public settings. The mandate takes effect immediately and lasts for 90 days, unless the Assembly decides to end it earlier. It includes exemptions for people with hearing or breathing issues and young children. The ordinance says people are allowed to remove face coverings to eat and drink, and that violators will be subject to fines of up to $25. The Juneau Assembly had its first hearing and substantive discussion on Monday on a pitch to create a systemic racism review committee. Assembly members and the public expressed support for rooting out systemic racism, but there were also concerns that this committee would introduce a major hurdle to local policymaking. The advisory committee would be tasked with finding and offering fixes for systemic racism in proposed assembly ordinances and resolutions. The idea comes from Assemblymember Rob Edwardson.
Unrest around the country and around the community have a root cause, and that root cause is systemic racism. But rather than talking about it, I wanted to do something about it.
He envisions a panel of experts with experience identifying unlawful discrimination or such social justice inequities and with deep local tribal knowledge. Richard Peterson, president of the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, was one of several people to testify in support. He called it a first step in the right direction to create a community of inclusiveness and respect.
Our diversity is our strength, and this is an opportunity to let our neighbors know that we honor and respect them. Having a committee to focus on and ensure that CBJ works to erase systemic racism is groundbreaking.
However, as proposed, the city attorney says the advisory committee's review would be required before the assembly could pass ordinances and resolutions. Mayor Beth Weldon said that was a deal breaker for her because it would give the committee power to stall assembly action indefinitely. Weldon referenced the flurry of marathon meetings the Assembly held this year to pass ordinances to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic as potentially overwhelming.
If for some reason that workflow is interrupted, say in all this madness of this last few months that we had to work so fast, I couldn't imagine a volunteer committee trying to keep pace with us.
Assemblymember Carol Treem said the committee's focus may not cover where in local government systemic racism actually happens.
I would be worried that we're missing some things if this committee is focused only on the part of the process where we are creating the law and writing the text of the legislation versus then how it gets implemented.
A revised version of the Systemic Racism Committee ordinance will be heard again on August 3rd. Southeast Alaska is having an unprecedented summer with no cruise ships in port due to COVID-19. Many businesses that cater to tourists aren't able to resume normal operations, and performers who entertain people on and off the ship are feeling that squeeze too. But at least one musician is performing in a very different space in Juneau, bringing playful vacation vibes to an everyday task. KTOO's Elizabeth Jenkins has more on that story.
When you're pushing a cart at the grocery store, it's normally to the tune of some generic pop song. But lately at Foodland IGA in Juneau, the music has been coming from an actual keyboard player, 81-year-old Bobby Reynolds.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
He wears a low-slung face mask as he glides his fingers across a keyboard set up near the entrance of the grocery store. A tip jar is positioned close by. Reynolds normally spends the off-season at his home in Florida, but he's been coming up to Juneau every summer since around 1997 to perform for cruise ships. Despite the global pandemic, this summer was no exception.
I thought I got to get the heck out of Fort Lauderdale. I called the general manager of the IGA store, and he said, "Well, Bobby," he said, "listen, you've been in the business a long time." He said, "Why don't you bring your piano and set it up over here? Maybe we'll try something."
Reynolds says he's performed in some of the best rooms in the world, at one time performing in the Playboy Club and in front of large audiences.
"But I like playing tunes in the grocery store because I can talk to people as they go by. Hi, how are you? Everybody talks to me." Not quite like a 5,000 people audience, but any applaud is better than no applaud at all.
Normally, Reynolds takes up residence at the Red Dog Saloon in the summer, where we get together on a quiet afternoon. He speaks with a deep affection for the iconic Juno restaurant and bar. It's usually packed with tourists this time of year. Today, it's drawing mostly a local crowd. When Reynolds started playing at the Red Dog Saloon more than a decade ago, he was greeted by a longtime performer, Tag Eccles, who went by the stage name Phineas Poon. That longtime performer helped bring him into the fold and even gave Reynolds a new stage name himself, the Great Baldini. Reynolds lifts his hat.
I loved it because I was bald, you know.
But the Great Baldini's act at the Red Dog Saloon is a little more rowdy than his current grocery store performance.
Hat, crack, yum, yum, crack, hat, baby, pull back.
That's from a YouTube video of him playing at the Red Dog in 2014. This song is about a flatulent grandma. Reynolds says he likes to make his audience laugh. And as a performer, he commands attention. You do not want to be caught on a cell phone in the middle of his show.
I say things like, you know what, I've been doing this for 60 years, so I'd like you to put them down for a little while. I swear a little bit, and I don't get dirty, vulgar. I don't never do that. That's not a good, you should never have to do comedy like that. And I just yell at them and tell them, you know, like, just pay a little attention. I might have something you like.
And there are a number of people who like what the Great Baldini has to offer. Tourists regularly mention his act as a standout in reviews on TripAdvisor. Of course, the energy in Juno is very different this summer. Even so, Reynolds says he's grateful to entertain locals at the grocery store, even if they're just grabbing a carton of milk. Reynolds was planning on going back home sometime in August, but those plans are on hold at the moment. He might stay a little longer, as case numbers in Florida continue to surge. In the meantime, he'll keep doing what he does best, playing music and entertaining.
I'm going to just keep doing what I love to do and play right in the middle of a song. I might just go south. Fine with me. The last guy that worked here 33 years is right up there in that jar. And that's his ashes in that jar for 33 years at the Red Dog. My buddy Tag Eccles, he got me the job here. And I just might have mine up in there someday. Right next to his. It would sure be nice. It would sure be nice. What a task. It would sure be nice for everybody not to spread it and wear a mask. I thought I'd make something up. I'd like to die of natural causes. I don't want to die of in my teens of COVID-19.
In Juno, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.
Wear your mask, folks.
The group tasked with reforming the Alaska Marine Highway System has said a $24 million subsidy proposed by Governor Mike Dunleavy to run the system is insufficient. Coast Alaska reports that the Alaska Marine Highway Reshaping Workgroup says the funding is not enough to fix the system, regardless of whether ferry operation is public or private. The nine-member task force, appointed by the Republican governor in February, faces a September 30th deadline to finish its report. Group members have studied data from a $250,000 study commissioned by Dunleavy's administration that concluded privatization of core services is not a realistic option. And state prosecutors have dropped at least one criminal case because overcrowding at the Alaska Psychiatric Institute caused wait times so long that due process protections were violated. The Anchorage Daily News reports that the Alaska Court of Appeals ruled the case of a mentally incompetent Juno man had to be dismissed because he was imprisoned for nearly a year while awaiting space in the Anchorage Mental Health Institute. State law requires residents accused of felonies who are deemed mentally incompetent to undergo treatment in an attempt for them to be competent for trial. A judge decides whether treatment is required in misdemeanor cases. And officials say a factory fishing vessel that docked in the Alaska fishing port of Dutch Harbor in the Aleutian Islands has 85 crew members aboard who are infected with the coronavirus. Alaska's Energy Desk reports the fishing boat named the American Triumph has sailed from Dutch Harbor to travel hundreds of miles to Seward for a scheduled arrival Wednesday. This is KTOO News.